I thought for today, I've kind of been thinking about today through the week, and I'm preaching a message. It's just called This House, and it's about us. Matthew chapter 7, 24 to 27 says, and this is Jesus speaking, he says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise person who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundations on the rock." And then comes the warning. "But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against the house, and the house fell with a great crash." How many have noticed this winter has been a little bit wetter than normal? How many have noticed that this winter the streams have risen a bit further than normal? And around the country, and things have started to slip and slide a little bit more than we normally see. And there are houses that are starting to fall down banks, and there's slides happening. Now, it's interesting, I was thinking back to this, and I was thinking, you know, it talks about sand there, but there are other states you can have dirt, and if the dirt has been eroded and the dirt's not compact and it's not staying solid, it actually becomes in an unstable sand-like condition. And that's what we've been seeing, is it's just getting everything that holds it together slowly just washed away, and then suddenly the mud just starts coming down the bank. It's scary, but I find it fascinating. The power of nature, isn't it incredible? Like, not in a great way. I feel terrible for people that have lost their houses and stuff like that, but just the power that sits behind this stuff. And the thing that I realise is Jesus was painting such a good picture for us about what we put under our life, what we built into our life as a foundation is crucial to us. And the thing I'm conscious with is in my life and your lives together, in that we have a job to always be looking at the foundation and always building the foundation up. We should always be doing work on ourselves. It never stops. One of the tests that we have with a foundation is you can look at a house and you think, man, that's an awesome looking house. You know, it's so flash and it's just got big windows, it's got big bifold doors and a wraparound deck and everything that a good house should have. That's a joke with our family. They say that every time I talk about a house, what you could do to a house, I always say bifold doors and wraparound deck. You know, that's the criteria that I set, bifold doors, wraparound deck, you know. But we can have an amazing house and it can look incredible, but it doesn't really get put to the integrity test until the shaking starts. And then we see how good the house really is. You know, in Christchurch, I went to Christchurch just after the shaking had happened there. And is it Redcliffs? Is it Redcliffs around by the beach there? Redcliffs? I went around there and I was with police at that stage, so I was part of the response team. And I went to Redcliff and houses had literally just fallen down the bank. I won't talk about it, but I just found it so amazing, you know. They were up there sitting on foundations, and when the shaking happened, they came down. And so many houses throughout Christchurch look solid. They were built of brick, which, according to the three little pigs in that, is quite a good house to have. You know, you can't blow it down. It's better than straw, better than sticks. But they were actually the most dangerous houses to be in Christchurch was brick, because they just collapsed and fell on people, and the chimneys fell on people and just crushed them. You know, but you don't know until the shaking starts as to how good the foundation is and whether the house will stand at the end of it. So we need to be looking at our foundations. You know, our fate as individuals really rests in the job that we've done with the foundation. I'm glad we rely on God because he's our rock. It's interesting that Jesus said to Paul, you know, on your statement, when Paul said that Jesus was God, and Jesus said, you know, on the statement, I'm going to build the church on this rock. On this rock, on Petra. And sorry? Peter. Who did I say? Paul. No, it wasn't Paul. That's a silly thing to say. It was definitely Peter. No doubt about it. I don't know what he's talking about. Just ignore him. Peter. Sorry. So, it's interesting that Jesus said, you know, again, foundation, I'm going to build my church on a solid rock. It's not going to be shaken around. It's not going to give way. It's going to be there. And I was thinking this morning, we're chatting at the ministry meeting that happens before church, and I was thinking about, you know, COVID. COVID shook us, but we're still here. Why? Because we have solid foundations. You know, we got shaken, but we're still around. When I was a kid, used to go camping, and we'd go to Herbertsville or Blackhead and out to the East Coast. Now, how many have been to the East Coast camping there? How many know when it blows, it blows? Like, you might as well just pack up and go home. Caravans get blown over. That's how bad it gets. We used to go tenting, but worse than caravans. But I remember, and I was only really little, but I remember numerous times the wind would come up, as it always does during Easter weekend and that. My dad would be up constantly right through the night, banging in the tent pegs again, tying it down again, tying it down to the car. We had one of those square army tents that I think he rented from memory. I don't think we even owned it. I think he would rent one, and was one of the white and the blue, kind of green blue top, and he'd be down there roping it out, and I'd remember it'd be, you know, the sides of it going, but it was getting shaken, but its foundations were holding it down. You know, it was roped down tight, and it wasn't going to go anywhere well, hopefully, and it never did. But caravans got blown over because they didn't have their foundations sorted out. So, you know, we're still here. We've come through COVID. And I was thinking about what matters to us. Like, what, in terms of foundation, what do we want to be looking to build? Because as individuals, we want to build things into our life, and God wants to build things into our foundations as people. But collectively, God wants to build into this church, doesn't he? So what kind of things do you think God wants to build into our lives that become strong foundations that help us going forward? Relationships, good relationships, yeah. Heavenly love, yeah. Man, we need love. It's hard to love sometimes. We need to love more. Church has failed universally, I think, at times, because it hasn't loved the way it should, and it's really destroyed some relationships. What else? Forgiveness. Yep. It's a great thing, forgiveness. God's word. We need truth and we need love, don't we? Truth and love. What else? Power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we do. We do. How about over the side? Obedience. Yeah. Yeah. Integrity. Wow. Yes. Man, we need integrity in this world, don't we? It's kind of getting crazier in that respect. You know, I remember a prime minister in New Zealand back in the 80s left his wife for a secretary, if I recall correctly. And I don't, you know, and that seems commonplace today, but I remember thinking then, wow, like this is really, like really big. Today it's just normal. You know, you just do whatever you want. Integrity kind of is situational, kind of to a degree, but it's not. Integrity is like gravity to God, isn't it? It doesn't change. You jump off the building any day of the week, you'll still fall. It doesn't shift by circumstances. What else? Prayer, yeah, yeah. Sorry? Holy living, yep, yep. Forgiveness, yep, yep. Sorry, I missed that. Humility, yeah, that's a great one. These are all great. What else, any others? Grace, grace. A servant heart. Yeah. These are all good. These are all good. I've put down here also that we need to choose to build to honour and obey and love God. To honour, obey and love God. That's, I think, probably you can sum all this stuff up. A lot of the stuff we do out of honouring and obeying and loving God. You know, like Jesus said, if you love me, you know, you'll obey me. You know, my sheep hear my voice. So when we're walking with him and we hear his voice, we know what he wants us to do, but we do more than just hear it, because it talks at the start of the scripture about hearing his voice, doesn't he? The wise person is a person who hears me and does what I say. So it's more than just hearing. We hear and we actually do. So we become talk and walk, not just chatter, 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 and not, you know. So we actually put into practice what we hear, what we do. We honour and obey and love his principles, even when they're not popular. And some of his principles aren't popular today. But, you know, God sets the rules. You know, sometimes I've talked to young people through the years and, you know, I've chatted to them and they haven't liked some of what I've said. This is what the Bible says. This is what God says about this subject. And I'll say, you know, I just don't like that. And I've said, it doesn't matter. It's about if you love and obey God, you honour his ways. God doesn't sit down and say, he didn't do this at the start. He didn't sit down and say, I'm going to formulate all these rules and things that people have to obey, and I'm going to just make them really hard and they're just going to be nasty for the sake of it. No, God designed this stuff to bless us, to protect us as people, as mankind. Everything that God gets us to do is with our best future in his mind. It's not to cause us harm. It's not to make us hurt others. It's to help us actually coexist and live well as people. So we ignore it at our peril. Moving on to Lane Park Church, what kind of things do you think we should build into our church? Like, what kind of things in our culture do you think we should have? What kind of church would you guys like to be part of? Any ideas? One that preaches the gospel. Yeah, that's great. And we are a gospel church. We believe in the Bible. We believe in the power of the Bible. Loving and friendly and welcoming. Yeah. Community spirit. We care about our community within and without. Outside, sorry, not without, outside. Mark. Again, Holy Spirit working in its fullness. Yeah. Church for the unchurched. We actually care about people outside of our walls. Yeah. Because God does. So again, what he cares about, we care about. A thing I wrote down was we obey the first and second commandment and all the others because they're built on the first and second. But I was thinking about the first and second, and first one's obviously love God with absolutely everything. Second one is love others with basically absolutely everything. Like as much as we love ourselves, we love them. But I was thinking, if we don't obey the second one, then we actually don't care about the first one. Do you get that? See, if I don't care about people, then I don't acknowledge the fact that God cares about people and I don't care about him the way I should. So I love others because I know God loves others and I should love others because he wants me to. But I also love others because I love others. But, you know, as a minimum mark, if I didn't, I should do it because God wants me to and because I want to love, because I love him and want to obey him. So again, we talk the talk about loving others, but we walk the walk with loving others. So we reach out in our workplaces, in our schools, in our universities, all kinds of, you know, wherever we interact and meet with our community, we reach out and impact in loving ways. Psalm 127 says, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labour in vain. Unless the Lord builds a house, all the people working on it, pointless. I don't have the wisdom to build this church. God does. I'll lock in with him. I ask him for wisdom because I don't have it. I don't have the love to love you guys the way I should, but God does, and he can give it to me. I don't have the skill set or anything that I need to be able to pass to this church adequately, but God does, and he can give it to me. So I lock in with God, and he makes it happen by his grace. And sometimes it's messy, but we get through. We lock in with God. Because otherwise we do it in our own strength and we're just messy. We're messy, we're flawed, we have agendas, you know, we've got our own kind of, we put ourselves ahead of others. We got all kinds of messy, messy stuff going on. And by looking to God, the builder of the house, we push all that stuff away. I love that word, humility. We come back to humility. We put ourselves down there and we exalt God. Because it's about God at the end of the day, not about us. And that's pretty much what I've got to say today. I think that's a good thing. We need to build our house on the rock, God's principles. And what a privilege we have. What a privilege to build with God. Isn't that cool? Ben can come, thanks. Thank you, Charlene, for reminding me. I could see the look on her face. She's looking at me smiling like, do you want us up there? Or are you going to do it again, alone? It's a privilege. It's such a privilege to be allowed to work with God, to be allowed to, like, man, he could have just left us wandering around in this world by ourselves. But he came into our world and he doesn't just bring us to himself, but he says, you know, come to me and do life with me, you know, and we'll go it together. And I'll teach you how to do it. Isn't that cool? It's awesome. We are so privileged. So as I close, the Lord bless you. We sang this before. I thought, oh, they're pinching my sermon. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Father, I thank you for these amazing, incredible, beautiful people. I pray your journey with us. Give us wisdom, work with us, help us to work wisely with you, that we may build our houses, your house, our house together, on wisdom, on sure foundations. Lead us. Thank you for all the good stuff. Thank you for the last 45 years. Thank you for the next 45 years. Thank you for today and tomorrow and this week. We will shine your light. We will be your witnesses. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.